Yo, this is Joe.
And this is your boy, Eli.
Welcome back to another episode of the Off Wrestling Podcast. On this episode, we'll be giving a quick little breakdown of our thoughts and opinions. But first, the intro. It's kind of been bothering me. Like, I enjoy the feud. I think it's great. But for me, it's like, I don't know when the feud between the Inner Circle and the Pinnacle is going to end. Like, I feel like it's kind of gone on for too long at this point. And I felt like Double or Nothing, like, that was, like, the WrestleMania show. Like, you know what I mean? And I felt like it was going to stop there, but it keeps going for some reason. And I'm like, why are they still wrestling each other? Like, I don't understand it. Like, move on. Like, either have the Pinnacle go over. I don't know who's going over in this feud. Like, who's won the feud? Is it still happening? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I just don't understand, like, why it's still an active feud right now. Do you feel the same way?
Right. And it was definitely like a WrestleMania type performance, the way everybody got their minutes to shine. I was like,
yeah,
all right, this is going to end right here. You know what I'm saying? And then they go pursue some titles. No, it's like nobody's really pursuing any championships right now. It's just 10 guys fighting each other. Like, it just doesn't make any sense. I mean, I was rocking with it in the beginning because, like, you know, it put MJF over, you know what I'm saying, on the same level as Jericho and stuff, you know, and they got that feud going on. But it's like, is it really elevating anybody at this point? I don't know, man.
Yeah, I don't know either. And I know, like, I think MJF might have called out Sammy Guevara. And then, like, they had, like, a whole bit on AEW last week where they were, like, destroying the Pinnacle's limo.
Yeah, the limousine.
And
where
it was like, I accept your challenge, MJF. And it's just like, no, don't fight each other anymore.
Not
like,
again. I feel
like it should have stopped. Like, if they should wrestle each other and that's it. Like, if it goes on any more past this, it's too long of a feud. I feel like you start to get into, like, Rey Mysterio versus Seth Rollins territory after a while. Like,
Unfortunately, they don't have enough. I feel like they don't have enough shows right now to be like, all right, loser leaves this show, like, or loser has to be on the other show type thing. Like,
right.
They don't even have enough shows to do that, bro. Like, so they're just gonna be there. It is what it is. Like, somebody's just got to give up one day. And it's like, what do you do? How do you one up this? We've had the cage match. We had the Stadium Stampede thing. Like, you can't really have anything bigger than what they've already had. So that's why I thought that was it. You know.
Yeah, you've had a bunch of great moments. Just end it. Like, wrap it up.
Yeah.
Wrap it up. But I don't know. They kind of are keeping it going for a little too long, I feel like. And that's the same thing kind of like with Kenny Omega and Jon Moxley. I feel like their feud kind of is still ongoing, too. And it's like, all right, bro. End it. It was good. Now it's getting kind of stale. Like, just end it.
Yeah.
And I guess, like, also talking about AEW, I was kind of watching. I think there was a segment. And I haven't seen Jade wrestle in a while. She just kind of more so has segments now and squash matches. And it seems like they're trying to figure out what to do with her. I noticed they gave her a manager recently, which is kind of, I guess,
Mark Sterling.
Like, it's going to be like her talking piece, which I think is cool for a character. So she can kind of just like do the showboating and have somebody talk for her. And almost like she's this exclusive client. I feel like it's cool. But I don't know. Like, I feel like they don't really know like what to do just yet with her. I know there's a plan in place, but I'm wondering if eventually she's going to, you know, head for the title or, like, what is the purpose of, like, debuting her character? I feel like she hasn't really done too much yet.
And, yeah, like, I still don't know if she 100% needs this guy. Like, I personally, I liked her. I liked her promo solo, you know what I mean? And I think this is the same guy, Mark Sterling. They paired MJF up with him when MJF was going after Moxley for the world title. And, like, saying, like, he was going to sue him for putting the paradigm shift on him and all that. They did the contract signing and stuff like that. I don't know. Like, just off of how they market this pairing, he's like, I'm going to make her rich. I'm going to make her a star. He's like, you know, he only gets paid when she wins. Like, eh. I just don't know if she needs something like that. And did you see that backstage segment with Matt Hardy, where Matt Hardy was trying to represent her too?
I didn't see that one. No, I missed that.
So Matt Hardy was also trying to, like, be her representative or her manager or whatever. I more so probably would have been – I know it sounds crazy. I would have been a little bit more so behind that just because Matt has, like, a name and he's got like some star power. True. It's kind of hard for somebody that doesn't really have like star power to be like, I'm going to represent you and make you a big name. It's just like, eh, this doesn't equate. You know what I mean, but if it could end in like, she finds out Matt is taking like 50% of her earnings or something like that, and it ends up in like a Jay versus Matt Hardy match. I'm here for that, bro.
I'm here for that too, actually.
That's entertaining. Actually,
yeah, that's really dope. Like, I would love to see him put her over like that. Like, that'd be hard.
Yeah.
I never thought about that.
Yeah. And like, China is like, you know, because of course there's like a China comparison just based off the build, not saying like personality or anything.
Oh, yeah.
But like, China wrestled men. China wrestled for the Intercontinental title. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, she looked like she could lift, you know what I mean? Like, she could be in that kind of lane if she wanted to have intergender matches. I mean, we should work on mastering the women's matches first, but I'm just right. saying, like, it would be a believable match, Jade versus Matt Hardy. Like, I would believe that, bro.
Yeah. I would never want to take a chop from Jade.
Nah, bro. You can't pay me that.
Red? Nah, that's straight, man.
But speaking of women's wrestling, what did you think about the so Eva Marie returning? But low-key, she's back to her old ways. Like, she's not actually wrestling. She has he has a bodyguard. It's a competitor from NXT. Sorry, I completely forgot her name. But basically, they had, like, a squash match with Naomi.
Insert name here.
Yeah, insert name here. Sorry. No disrespect. Yeah. But they basically had a squash match with Naomi with this this person that I guess Eva is representing now. And it's like, it was like a 2.5-minute match. And I'm like, okay, we did all these vignettes of Eva for at least like a month and a half, and she's not even the one wrestling. Like, what?
Yeah, you could tell like they're kind of doing it in a way where like they want you to hate Eva Marie right off the rip. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like they want you to not like her, and I think it's a cool heel move, but at the same time, it's like, how long are they going to do this for? To where like she's not actually wrestling, and I know like the big thing with her being there before is the fact that she was so botchy, like she was bad. She couldn't wrestle, so then I was like, okay, I'm not mad at somebody else wrestling for her because I don't think I really want to see her wrestle anyways. So,
and dang, been, bro. Yeah, I mean, she's had years, like, though. Hold on. I mean, I'm not saying she can't get better. I mean, I don't know if she's been training or what she's been doing, but yeah, you know, the first run wasn't the best run, but I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt just because I have not seen her wrestle at all. But I'm with you. Like, I don't like this gimmick. And also, low-key, it feels like what they did the last time. I think the last time she was there, they did a gimmick where they would have these vignettes of Eva and act like she was going to wrestle. And then she came to the ring, and then she'd be like, they'd be like, oh, no, like, her flight was delayed. Or they would play her music, and they'd be like, oh, well, she was going to show up, but her flight was delayed, so she can't wrestle. Like, they did these things where she acted like she was going to wrestle and ended up not wrestling. And this feels like the same thing to me. Like, she's still not wrestling.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know. I feel like I would prefer to see her in more of a managerial role. You know what I mean? And, like, she's coaching these NXT women wrestlers or women wrestlers that are unutilized in the WWE. Maybe she's, like, coaching them to be better. Like, I like that more. But I guess, like, after, you know, hearing your thoughts on it, like, I guess I'm willing to give her a second chance. Like, I'm willing to give anybody a second chance.
Yeah.
So I'm willing to give her a second chance to kind of see, like, you know, what she does moving forward, but I don't know.
I mean, if you'd have told me Jinder Mahal was going to be WWE champion one day, I'd have smashed you. You know what I mean? So,
okay.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how she is this time around. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. I'll give her a chance. Like, I haven't seen her do anything in the ring yet, so I'll give her a chance. But if it's the same stuff, like, you
know, we not rocking with it.
Yeah, they might as well keep her as a manager. I don't know.
Yeah,
she'd be a better coach.
Yeah. What do you think about the Alexa Bliss thing? Like, this character they kind of had her do for the last, I don't know, 100 episodes of Raw. Are you feeling it?
Yeah. I know we've talked about her a few times, this character on the pod. I still hate it. I still hate it. Like, I don't get it. Like, I feel like if Bray's not there, I don't want to see her doing this.
Solo doing it.
Yeah, like, solo doing it. It's just cringe, like, her with the swing set, now she's got Lily, and she's, like, possessing people now. And
she possessed Reginald, bro. I was like, what are we even doing right now? Like,
yeah, it feels weird. Like, I don't... And who writes this stuff? Like, since they're thinking, like, man, people really want to see this under... They just got off from work. They're tuning in from Monday Night Raw. They want to see somebody get possessed on a wrestling show. Like, who thought of this? You know what I mean? Like, I'm just not rocking with it. And I think the closing of Raw, I want to say last week, they had her, like, Lily was, like,
with Shayna
around. In the back. Yeah. And they ended the show just like that.
Like, that's terrible, bro.
Her being chased, and I was like, I can only imagine a non-wrestling fan watching that and being like, what am I looking at right now?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know.
It was awful.
I don't care for it.
Yeah, I don't care for it. It's way too much TV time. Way too many segments. Like, you can just tell they have nothing better to do. So.
Yeah. And they think because we like The Fiend that we'll like this character, but it's like, no.
Yeah.
These things don't go hand in hand. You know what I mean?
Really, I think all those supernatural characters just kind of originate from The Undertaker. They're like,
yeah.
Well, we got away with the, I don't know if you remember, like, well, this was the 90s, so you probably don't remember it at all. Youngblood. So they got away with, like, they got away with this, like, thing with Undertaker and Kane with, like, I think Undertaker made, like, fire or something come from the sky. It was a pyro or something like that. It was weird. They got away with a lot of, like, supernatural stuff back then. So I feel like,
yeah.
To them, it's like, oh, well, we've always been doing stuff like that. But, like, no, it's like, you can't have zombies eat The Miz, and then he comes back 3 weeks later. Like,
yeah.
So, like, people are smarter than that.
Let me ask you, like, when you saw Undertaker doing that stuff, were you watching the, like, oh, this is, like, really fake and hokey? Or were you watching him actually, like, in awe by it? Because I know there were a lot of times, like, he would sometimes, like, crucify different wrestlers on, like, the stage and stuff. I remember seeing stuff like that, like, just kind of looking back at old.
That was just creepy to me, but yeah.
It was just creepy? Okay.
Yeah, but, I mean, at the same time, I was 9, though. It was 9 years old. I mean, gotcha. If WWE's audience is 9-year-olds, good, you're doing a fantastic job. But, I mean, if it's, like, adults and stuff like, you know, us now, it's like, no. People are going to look at that, but, like, yo, it's a zombie eating The Miz. It's a doll. It's like people getting possessed in the ring. Like, what is this? What are we watching? Like, we're going to hate it. You know what I mean? Yeah. So,
yeah. Yeah, I feel like maybe if Alexa Bliss was, like, in the Attitude Era, maybe it'd work a little better.
they would get away with that then. You know what I mean?
Man, The Fiend would have, like, really been a big deal in the Attitude Era, I feel like.
He'd have been just as big as The Undertaker.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. But, yeah, I just don't feel like I really care for the character. Like, I just want her to, like, one day come on Raw and be like, oh, like, I wasn't in my senses. Like, I don't know what I was thinking.
She hit her head and it just reversed the last 5 years.
Save me from The Fiend. Like, I don't know. I want to see that. Like, just go back to be Alexa Bliss. Do your little moonsault off the top rope that looks kind of trash. And then don't be this character anymore.
You know? Yeah, I'm totally over the character. Speaking of Raw, I guess, the Kofi Hill turn that you've been seeing, like, they've been having, like, backstage segments with him and MVP.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't tell, like, it looks like, you know, he could possibly be turning heel, or like MVP's kind of just like state his influence. Like, he's trying to get him to turn on Woods, and people have been talking about New Day heel turns, like, for the longest, like, everybody's wanting them to turn heel. Like, do you think they're actually going to turn heel, or at the end of this, Kofi's just going to be like, I can never turn on my brothers, like something like that.
I'm hoping it's a I can never turn on my brothers thing.
Word.
I'm afraid of what might happen to Xavier.
Yeah,
but, I mean, I'd rather him be the one that turns heel because he could probably benefit from it, I feel like.
Yeah.
But then it's like Kofi's such like a baby face and like in every sense of the way, like ever since he first started, like I don't really see people taking Xavier's side too much or anything.
Yeah.
Like, you're automatically going to still love Kofi. Like, Kofi's a Hall of Famer regardless of like
right.
who they are not. So I don't know. Just I'd be more so concerned about what they would do with Xavier. Like, they'd really have to have a plan for him.
Right. Forward. He's the one that I've always kind of worried about, just like out of the trio. It's like, all right, Biggie's going to be good. Kobe's going to be good. Yeah. But before this, we had Xavier Woods with R-Truth. Like, that just kind of tells you where they kind of like.
Call my mama.
Right. That just kind of tells you like where on the like totem pole they kind of ranked him or whatever. You know what I mean? And rarely do you see him in solo matches. Like, even though he's like, he's really talented to me. It's just, I worry about if they did do a heel turn and Biggie's on his own, it's like, well, he's just going to get fed to the wolves like every single week. Like, he's going to lose every single week. I don't like the idea of where they would possibly place Xavier. So, yeah, I hope they're not turning Kofi heel, like, or vice versa. I hope they're not turning Xavier heel, because it's like there's a certain point there's got to be some believability there, and it's just not there for either of them for me. I mean,
yeah. I feel like it would just be Xavier Woods versus Jeff Hardy for like 5 months, and then Xavier Woods to fight Jackson Ryker and then disappear.
Like, right.
I don't know, unless he like went to NXT or something, or Vince was just like, you know what, I'm gonna protect Xavier. Like, I have these three members of the New Day. I know Big E's gonna be a big star. Kofi's already a big star. Let me make sure that Xavier's a big star too. Like, they'd really have to protect him.
but
after the breakup,
they would, but they have a horrible history of actually taking care of both partners after the breakup. Like, if you look at Shawn Michaels and Marty Jannetty, they'll elevate one of them, and then the other one, you'll never hear from them. Like, what did they do recently? Titus O'Neil and Darren Young. It's like Titus kind of got a push, and then after it was done, it was like, okay, I don't know where Darren is, and then with the
Big Cass.
Enzo Big Cass with the Otis and Tucker thing, like they'll have plans for one of them and not the other one at all. Like the other will just get beat up and fall off the face of the map. So I don't trust them with Xavier's career at all like that. Like you would never hear from this man again.
Yeah, I hope they wouldn't release him. Like I really don't want to see Xavier get released, but he's got his video game channel to fall back on, and I think he's like the new host for like E3 or something. So he'd have some side gigs, you know what I mean, to do, but. I don't know. I feel like they would have to really protect him. Yeah. But I guess speaking on like releases, hopefully he doesn't get released. I think NXT, they did rehire Samoa Joe. I don't know if he's like in the GM role. It looks like from the clips I saw, he's going to be helping the general manager, William Regal, on NXT, like kind of more so being his aide. I like that role for him, but I'm also like, I really just want to see him wrestle.
Same, you know what I mean? Same. I think they really did it so he just wouldn't sign with AEW, you know what I mean?
Probably.
Probably. I heard Triple H wanted them like a lot for NXT. And I mean, a lot of people that I wouldn't say didn't work out on the main roster, but I'll just say like a lot of people that kind of got fed to the wolves on the main roster. I'm noticing that they were great at NXT. They're pulling them back in an NXT like Ember Moon, Tyler Breeze. Don't know if he's still in NXT, but they pulled him back. Finn Balor. There are a lot of, I wish they would have did that with Aleister Black also, but like there are just a lot of guys that, were like main event stars in NXT that, you know, once they got over to Vince, it was a wrap, bro. Like it was a wrap. And Joe, for me, even though he had that good feud with AJ and stuff, just dwindled a little bit. Like he never won the world title and they just kind of went down from there. But I've always loved to see Joe wrestle. So I'm cool with him signing an NXT, but I would hope that it would be more of a physical role based on what he was saying. He was saying that, I don't know if he's like interim general manager or just kind of fill in for Regal, and Regal is really going to be there long term, but they were saying that he will only attack people when provoked, so you must provoke Joe, you know what I mean? But I did see a clip of him getting physical and doing the, you know, the chokehold, so it looked like he is cleared. It's just to what capacity, we don't know. Yeah, man.
Yeah, he put Adam Cole to sleep
in like 3 seconds. Yeah,
it didn't even take long. I was like, dang, like that's a pretty good submission move right there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I'd love to just see him wrestle again, and I know he's like kind of still injured. But hopefully, you know, at least some kind of him versus Finn or him versus somebody else down there. But I don't know, it'd be really dope to see him kind of go back to the level he was at, because I feel like he had so much potential when he was going against Brock a few years ago.
Yeah,
at Great Balls of Fire, which I try to forget.
Yeah,
but he had potential, and then I just feel like after that he just kind of like dwindled, and he had the feud with AJ Styles, and that was like his height. You know what I mean? And then after that, I just kind of went to just being like a everyday mid-carder.
Yeah. So I wish NXT didn't seem like a downgrade to some people, because it's like, he's got a big pool of talent. You know what I mean?
Definitely. Yeah, for sure. Like,
they just need to make it kind of more equal to SmackDown or Raw. You know what I mean? Be like, this is the third show, but it's not like the third show. Like, it's still the show. You know what I mean?
I thought it would take a big, like a draft. I know the draft, I think, is coming up soon.
Yeah, they've been had to like draft Randy or something. I've always wondered why people don't get drafted to NXT. Like those stars get drafted in NXT. So it's like, all right, they got Randy Orton on NXT now. It's like, whoa, that's a game changer. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And you need veterans to work with people like that are like in developmental or whatever. Like you kind of need a good mix of stuff just so that people will, you know, care about your pay-per-views, care about your cards and everything. Like I've always wondered why they never did that. And they don't include them in Survivor Series until, like, did they do it last year?
They did it the year before that.
Okay.
So 2 years ago, yeah. And I was shocked they didn't have them there last year, because I was like, wasn't a big thing trying to make NXT the third show?
Right.
And I feel like, well, last year's Survivor Series was just like, it doesn't matter anymore. It's just about Raw SmackDown again. I'm like, huh? like, so you're just going to forget about this third brand? Like, are we supposed to act like this never existed?
Right. It's always weird to me that they call it NXT TakeOver, but they've never taken over anything. You know what I mean?
They don't. No.
Why are they not? Why is it not NXT TakeOver and they're taking over Raw and they're fighting stars from Raw or fighting stars from SmackDown or something like that? That would just make more sense to me, but maybe they're just...
That's,
you know.
That's a real takeover.
Yeah.
It's too logical. It won't work. It's too logical.
It won't work. Yeah. They're not going to do it.
Yeah.
Something that's not very logical. This is a terrible segue. Something that's not very logical is Seth Rollins' choice in suits. He has a super wild suit game. I don't understand, like, what the methodology is with it. But, like, I think one week came out in, like, a camouflage suit. There was another time we came out in just, like, an all, like, suit with, like, flames on it.
Yo.
I don't know what it is. Like, I like it because it's, like, it makes him, like, an annoying heel. And you see him, you automatically hate him based off what he's wearing. So I like that piece of it. But I'm just like, what is he wearing?
Kind of like a villain in a Batman movie. Some people like it. I'm not. Hey, I don't think it's that cool. You know what I mean? But hey.
Nah. It's a wild suit game, bro.
Yeah, the choices are weird, bro.
Yeah, I was watching his segment with Bailey, and I was just like, bro, like, what does he have on? I'm just not rocking with it right now.
Yeah, it does make him look like more of a heel, though. I agree.
It does. Yeah,
I saw that leather. Like, it was like it looked like an all leather suit he was wearing with like a red tie.
Yeah, bruh's wild. And I think Michael Cole called him like the drip god or something.
You know.
And I'm like, that is not drip. That is not drip at all, bro. That's not it. Yeah, that's funny.
As long as one person thinks it's cool. Okay.
Yeah, it's not me, though. I don't think it's funny. So how do you feel about, I guess, like, kind of returning, like, back to SmackDown or going to SmackDown? How do you feel about Otis as a heel right now? I think he just recently took out the Street Profits and he injured Montez. I don't know if it's a real injury, but he injured Montez Ford and kind of took out Angelo Dawkins. Do you feel like this is like kind of like a move to have people take the, is it American, the Alpha Express or something, like American Academy?
Yeah, the Alpha Academy.
Alpha Academy. Do you feel like it's a move to kind of make them make people take that group more seriously? Or
I don't think that anybody will necessarily ever take Chad Gable seriously. Maybe it's his height. I don't know what it is. He's not. I guess there will always be like a team. What was it? Team Angle, Team Eric Angle comparison. So people may compare him to like Charlie Haas or something like that. You know what I mean?
Mm.
But personally, I mean, it makes Otis look stronger. That's for sure. I don't know if it makes the Alpha Academy look stronger as a whole. You know, I personally think that Otis could possibly be a heel on its own. Definitely. I honestly didn't understand the pairing with Otis and Chad Gable to begin with. Like it was just kind of a random thing where it's like, okay, do they really have plans for him or no? So it, I mean, to me, it just makes sense to say, hey, let's push Otis on Raw or put him on SmackDown and just let him be solo for a while. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel like when they paired Shorty G, right. No, when they paired,
it's an awful name, bro.
That's a terrible name. When they paired Chad Gable with Otis, it kind of messed up Otis's steam a little bit. Like he was just super over. Like everybody online loved him, and like we don't really get to see a crowd reaction to Otis. Like we never got to see that for real, like at his height.
Yeah.
And I feel like them putting Chad Gable with him kind of just like stopped everything he had going on, like his whole momentum. And it's like, why do we need to train a guy up that's already like over? You know what I mean? Like that, I didn't get the idea behind that. So I really hope that eventually he just turns on Chad Gable, or like Chad Gable turns on him and you just have Otis go back to being by himself. Because I feel like that's when he's his best.
I can see Otis fighting for like a U.S. title or something like that. You know what I mean?
Definitely, yeah.
The he's at least that.
Move is over.
Yeah, that move is over. So, I mean, again, like I was cool with him as a face. I didn't think there was necessarily a reason to turn him heel. But, you know, if you're going to have him solo, go ahead and have him solo as a heel and see what he can do. Definitely. Book him as a monster, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So, this has been something that, like, I feel like has been the most entertaining part of WWE, period, not just SmackDown. But it's Roman Reigns and the Usos. Like, I'm really into this storyline. Like, as dramatic as it is and how crazy and over the top it is, like, I just love it. Like, I really love this new heel character about Roman. Like, I feel like we talk about him every week now. Like,
he's the best heel in the company right now.
Yeah, it's like how dope it is. And he just, I think Ray came out and was like, you touched my son, you disrespected my son. And I don't know why, but like, did Ray not remember that he got beat down the week prior with his son?
Right.
Like, why did you call on Roman talking about, like, you touched my son, don't touch him? He's a wrestler now. Like, he's going to get touched. You know what I mean? But, like, I guess Ray called out Roman and was like, you know, like, what's good? Like, you can't touch my son. I'm fighting for my family. And then, like, again, like, I think Roman just beat the brakes off him. And then Roman ended up powerbombing Dominik out of the ring.
Out of the ring, bro.
And they didn't even show where he went. They just showed him a young launch. And I was like, bro, like Dominik is just like a punching bag at this point.
Some people say he's still in the air to this day, man.
He's definitely still in the air, yeah. But yeah, just I feel like this is like the most entertaining part of WWE right now. And I'm really excited to see Roman versus Rey and Hell in a Cell and Dominik trying to come out and help his dad.
Bro, you already know that's going to happen.
The Usos just beating the brakes off on my side. Like, I'm excited for this, bro.
Who do you think is actually going to win? Well, okay. I don't think there's a question about it. I started to ask you that, and I was like, there's no way Rey is winning the title, man.
Roman's winning, right?
Roman's winning.
Roman's winning without a shadow of a doubt. Like, that, I don't know. It makes sense to have Roman go over, like, Rey.
But it's going to be entertaining, though.
It's going to be super entertaining, just like how Cesaro versus Roman was. Like, it's going to be super entertaining. But Rey's not going to win. Like, he's not going to win. Unless, like, they, like, just wanted Rey to get the title again, but I just don't see it happening. Rey's not as over as he was like back in like 05, 06. So
Nah.
I don't see it happening.
And even back then, he was losing back then, like people like The Undertaker and stuff. So yeah, I definitely don't see. I would bet anything that Roman is definitely going over Rey in this, but it's going to be like one big, they're making it one huge family feud type thing. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, Dominik and Rey and then Roman and then the Usos, the issue with his cousins. It's going to be entertaining, though. This is going to be entertaining. Like, I thought, so last year was a year with Jey Uso versus, was it Jey Uso? Sorry. Jey Uso versus Roman?
Yeah, Jey versus Roman.
Ooh, I almost proved Roman correctly when I said, man, you remember he was like, you'll go back to them not being able to tell y'all apart. Like, I was like, wait a minute, is it Jimmy or is it Jey? Is it Jimmy? Nah, it was Jey, main event Jey Uso versus Roman. Like, so... Upon first watching that match, I didn't like it a little bit, but then I was like, okay, this is really entertaining, but this is like something out of a Tyler Perry movie. Like, it was just it's just so much about family and stuff. Like, but I guarantee you, this whole thing is just going to be about family. It's just going to be one big mess, but it's going to be super entertaining. Yeah. It's definitely going to be match of the night, like already. Like, I'm call excited. It.
I don't know why, like, us saying family makes me think of Fast and the Furious.
It does, huh? Vin Diesel being like, it's all in the family.
It's all in the family. And you wait until I see you again. Oh, like, that's all I think about as we're talking about it.
The fork in the road, yeah. It's going to be entertaining. I'm definitely calling that mess in the night. Yeah. Behind that, who do you think is going to win that, Bobby Lashley versus Drew McIntyre match?
Bobby, for sure, yeah. I think Bobby wins, and we just put to rest this Drew versus Bobby situation.
Because he's had rematches, bro. Like, this is
he's had several rematches, and it's like, bro, if you're not gonna win now, like you're not gonna. If you don't win before, you're not gonna win it now. Like, there's no point in like.
We said the same thing about Apollo, though.
It's true. That's what scares me. And they still did it.
Yeah,
I would be shocked if Drew beat Bobby. Like, that would make me talk. Like, I'd be on Twitter, like, what? Like, that would be something to talk about. But right. I don't see it. Like, I really think they're going to end up doing Bobby versus Brock. That just makes sense to me. Like, Bobby versus Brock at SummerSlam, that puts people in the seats. That gets people watching. That's the match that, like, people have wanted to see for years. So I don't see Bobby losing it, but I'd be shocked if he did.
Bobby versus Brock and Roman versus Rock, man. That's those Ooh. Are the two. Woo! That's how you sell some tickets right there.
Ooh, I love that. Like, it'll be like Bobby versus Brock. But then what if Brock beats Bobby, takes the title, and then we get Bobby versus Brock 2 at WrestleMania, and we also get Roman versus Rock? Bruh. I'm sold.
I'm sold. I'm sold.
They get my money. Like, they're getting my money. That's a headline right there. Like, I'd love to see that. They should. I think it's WrestleMania Hollywood, the upcoming one. So
yeah,
be
I believe it is. Yeah, that'd be perfect.
That'd be super perfect.
And they are doing the thing with The Rock. It was like celebrating, what, is it 25 or 30 years of Survivor Series? So...
25, I think.
Yeah, I believe Rock is slated to currently like he's going to make an appearance as Survivor Series. So it's just like, is he going to be issuing a challenge to Roman? That's the only part we don't know about. Ooh. I'm thinking like for something like that, they would hold off until like WrestleMania. Like he challenges him, but for WrestleMania, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Why don't we prove it at WrestleMania? That'd be kind of hard. Yeah. I think it'll be exciting. I'm really excited just for like wrestling this year and WrestleMania, but. I'm not excited for Raw.
Not at all.
Everything for Raw. And I hope they, like, eventually do, like, an NXT match at WrestleMania. Like, have your big NXT match, maybe do like a triple threat or something and have the NXT title be on the line.
Yeah, I don't know why they don't include them in the major, at least for the major four pay-per-views.
Treat it like the third show that it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
unless exactly. Vince just doesn't care, but I want to see that too. So
yeah.
Well, that was another episode of the Off Wrestling Podcast. And please do remember, if you did not like this episode, you cannot say we did not tell you it's going to be trash from the jump. That was another episode. Peace. See y'all next time.
One.
This episode, be sure to subscribe on the podcast app of your choice. Also, follow us on Instagram at Off Wrestling Podcast and on Twitter at Off Wrestling One. We also accept donations.